Tia lowered the silk noose toward her damnation. Rope spooled out from careful fingers toward the anxious woman quietly working at the desk below. The target was perhaps 30, wearing a slave's dress, her copper-colored hair pulled up in a simple ponytail. As Tia watched, the woman folded a piece of the Luxon-imbued flash paper that all her spies used.
"Don't look up. Please don't look up."
The woman was Prism Gavin Giles' room slave. She was the White's hidden spy mistress. She was Tia's former superior and her mentor. Marissia put down her whiskey and sealed the note.
"Oh, Olam, forgive me."
Tia was using the shimmer cloak that Murderer Sharp had given her, but because she was clinging to the ironwork on the ceiling, it hung away from her body and didn't hide the dangling noose at all. But Marissia didn't look up. She put the note aside and pulled out another sheet of thin paper. As her mentor leaned forward again, Tia dexterously flipped the noose over Marissia's head and then dropped from the ceiling, holding the rope. Draped over a beam above, the noose jerked tight around Marissia's throat and hauled her to her feet. Marissia was grabbing at her neck, scrambling to get her feet under her. Tia clung stupidly to the rope, face to face with her old superior. As Marissia gained her feet, Tia saw the problem. She wasn't as heavy as Marissia. Marissia noticed it too. She grabbed the rope above her head and pulled down with all her strength. Something shimmered in the corner of Tia's eye, and Murder Sharp became visible as he took quick steps across the carpet. He buried a fist in Marissia's stomach. The slave woman went slack. In quick motions, Sharp took the noose from Tia and bound Marissia's hands behind her back in such a way that any move she made to escape would tighten the noose around her neck. Master Sharp was gifted with knots. He forced Marissia to her knees and checked once more that she could breathe. All the fight had gone out of her.
"Not good."
Master Sharp was a lean man with sharp features, orange-red hair, and a short beard the color of fire. His most remarkable features, though, were his teeth and his too-big, too-frequent smile, which he flashed now joylessly from mere habit. Usually, the teeth he revealed with that smile were too white and too perfect. On most hunts, he wore dentures made of predator's teeth. But today, perhaps because his mission wasn't to kill anyone, he wore dentures of beaver teeth. A full, disconcerting mouth of big, wide, flat incisors. They barely fit in his mouth.
"Not very good at all. But you kept her from destroying any of the papers, so I'll accept it."
"You were here the whole time?"
"This is too important for me to let you bungle it. She was some kind of secretary for the Prism. Who knows what she has access to?"
"Secretary? So the Order doesn't know who Marissia really is? Why then is it kidnapping her? And why kidnapping? I thought the Order only killed people."
Handing Tia the noose, Murder Sharp strode to the window to look down at the islands. Even from where she was, Tia could see a thick curl of black smoke rising to greet the morning sun. Earlier this morning, their trainer Tremblefist had blown the black powder stores beneath the cannon tower so Kip and the rest of the Mighty could escape by sea. He'd probably given his life doing it. The squad had gotten away while Tia had chosen to stay here. And now she was doing this.
"I'm a fool."
"We're lucky. The few blackguards who weren't already on the parade route have abandoned their posts to get down to that tower. Still, no time to waste. You watch her. Break her neck if she screams."
Sharp scooped all the papers off the table and into a sack. He opened drawers and grabbed every paper with writing on it and thumbed through the blank pages to make sure nothing was hidden from him. Then he was off, searching the rest of the room. Marissia gave two sharp little tugs on the rope in Tia's hand. Marissia waited a few moments and tugged again. She wanted to say something. Another tug. Master Sharp ducked into the slave's closet off the main room, out of sight and earshot.
"He's gone. Only for a moment."
"Third drawer. Left side. Halfway back. Straight up. Push hard. Quick!"
Master Sharp had left the drawer open, so Tia had only to take one step and stoop. The surface felt flat, but as Tia pushed hard on it, she felt something snap with a slight chalky scent of broken blue Luxon, and a tiny section of the wood sank in. A folded piece of parchment dropped into her hand. Tia stepped back into place, stashing the parchment in a pocket.
"Got it. Tuck when you need me."
"What's she saying?"
"What? Oh, she's trying to bribe me."
Staring at her hard, Master Sharp ran a freakishly long pink tongue over those horrid wide teeth.
"I took a bribe. once. Had no plan to let the man go, of course, and killed him as soon as I got the coin.
Sharp tucked a package of documents tied with red or green ribbon into his sack. Tia was colorblind, so she could only tell that it was one or the other.
No harm, right? The old man disagreed, emphatically.
He smiled, too broadly. Something about those teeth twisted Tia's stomach more than when he'd worn a full set of wolf's fangs.
How much did she offer?
Tia froze. There was a hook in that question. Marissia the Prism's room slave might have squirreled away a small fortune. Marissia the spy would have saved a lot more.
With her life on the line, wouldn't she offer a large bribe? But maybe not too large. The spy mistress would be smart enough to start small. Too long, T, don't take too long.
She hadn't mentioned any figures. And I wasn't listening anyway. I'm not in this for coin.
Why are you then?
Are we really going to have this conversation in front of her? Now? You said we needed
to— We don't need to worry about her. And don't question me.
I'm here for revenge.
Revenge? On who?
On all of them.
Oh, you'll get plenty of that.